Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Yeah!
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
It's a well-oiled machine, baby. Meltdown Madness is presented by Window Nation. 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com. Now, before we get into the latest Elite Eight matchup, let's recap what happened yesterday. Yesterday, we had a clash of the Titans.
Yes.
We had the number 10 seed, Tommy Lasorda, and his iconic rant against the San Diego Padres, and specifically, one of their kind of journeyman players, role players, Kurt Bavakwa.
I have never, ever, since I've managed, ever told a pitcher to throw at anybody, nor will I ever. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't make him throw at a 130 hitter like a f***ing Bavakwa who couldn't hit water if he fell out of a f***ing boat. And I guarantee you this, when I pitched and I was going to pitch against a f***ing team that had guys on it like Bavakwa, I sent a f***ing limousine to get the f***er to make sure he was in the motherfucking lineup.
That's strong.
I could listen to that all day, man, over and over and over again.
It was taking on one of the favorites in this tournament, the number 2 overall seed, friend of the show, Bill O'Reilly.
I can't do it. We'll do it live. Okay. No, we'll do it live. F*** it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. F***ing thing sucks.
So, with the, I think a little help from the Kendall and Casey show.
You're kidding.
Because Rob's audience is all in on Tommy Lasorda by a final score of 55.5% to 45.5%. Moving on to the final four, Tommy Lasorda.
When I pitched and I was going to pitch against a team that had guys on it like Bavakwa, I sent a limousine to get the to make sure he was in the motherfucking lineup.
Did you get that email from a listener, Ryan, who gave us more context and the backstory between that?
Right. So another player, Lefevre, was the one that was actually hit.
He was a third baseman.
Right.
And Bavakwa charged the mound and then later told reporters, as I thought, that it was Lasorda that had his pitcher throw at that third baseman. Crazy.
So Tommy Lasorda was probably thinking, okay, snitch, I'm going to just bury you to the media. So
Lasorda, the upset, a 10 over a 2 seed.
Yes. Moving on to the final four, which brings us to today's matchup. It's a 5 against a 13, okay? The number 5 seed. This is when radio legend Casey Kasem was recording his Top 40 program, and his producer, apparently, God bless this guy named Don, thought that he should be doing this sad, sappy dedication after a pretty fun, up-tempo song.
He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo damn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but... Damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay. I want a damn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a damn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. Since the last damn time, I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
That's pretty good.
What, number 5 seed right there?
Right.
Okay.
Taking on a upset winner, the number 13 seed, ESPN host Chris Berman. This was during a commercial break of Monday Night Football pregame, and I guess during the previous segment, too many people were moving around.
When I'm doing TV and I got 18, God, can't everybody stop for 10 minutes? I mean, it's not that much to ask. Is that when everybody has to move, when I'm trying to concentrate? I mean, that's so rude. I can't believe it. It's so damn rude. Why does everyone all of a sudden have to move? I've had 2 hours to move around. Wait 10 minutes. It's like no one's ever worked on TV here before. I actually can't believe what I just saw. It's like no one here has worked on TV before. God.
So, Nige, what do you think?
Oh, man, that's so tough. I think it's going to be Casey Kasem for sure. But Chris Berman, I actually can't believe what I just saw. I've given up trying. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Casey Kasem has probably got this one, but I've been wrong in this tournament before.
Because Casey Kasem is a slow build there, kind of like Lasorda.
So, the poll is live right now.
Right.
Cast your vote at Hammer and Nigel on Twitter.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.